10 days away from Mother's Day, what to get mom? Well, according to a new survey from Consumer Technology Association, moms want emerging tech. To help us sort through that is Suzanne Cantra, founder and editor-in-chief of Techlicious.com. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what is emerging tech in relation to what mom wants? What are these things we're talking about?
So, I mean, as you mentioned, the Consumer Technology Association did research recently. They found out that 1 in 5 women want technology as a gift for Mother's Day. Top of the list are things like smartphones, computers, TVs, headphones, smart home products. But as you say, emerging technology is also there. For instance, how about a personal robot that will help you, a companion that has lots of personality, maybe will read a book to the kids, play your favorite music, and just keep you company, whether you have young kids in the house or maybe you're older and just want somebody to interact with and have that kind of presence in your life. It's almost like a pet.
Suzanne, you mentioned 1 in 5, 20%. Is that number on the rise?
That is on the rise. And we've seen over the years that women have become more engaged with technology products. They're influencing the buying decisions in their household more and more. And women are becoming more comfortable with technology. We use it in our everyday lives. You know, for instance, we're talking about, you know, smartphones being at the top of it, the list. That's because they do touch every part of our lives. I mean, would you leave the house without your smartphone? Would you go back for it if you forgot it? I mean, probably yes, right? And that's because it's not just for communicating and taking videos, but it's also for more important tasks, like unlocking your front door or seeing who's at the video doorbell. And, you know, devices like the Samsung Galaxy S9 will put that all under one roof, under the SmartThings app and hub, and now you can use one application to be able to manage these things easily. And, you know, moms in particular, we're so busy, we want to have that ease of use.
We're talking today with Suzanne Cantra, founder and editor-in-chief of Techlicious.com, talking about some tech gifts for moms for Mother's Day. Sometimes you'd get in trouble for buying mom anything that had a cord attached to it because that was, you know what I mean? Technology would sometimes be like a vacuum cleaner or a toaster or oven or something like that. But I guess if it has some sort of benefit to her health, ease of, her daily life, being able to schedule things, is that what we're talking about, I guess, in a sense?
Absolutely. So, you know, just even things like being able to take phone calls while you're on the go. You can have wearable technology that can help you with everything. So, for instance, the Healby Gobi 2 will tell you how many calories you've consumed. So a lot of people track how many calories that you're consuming so that they can lose weight. Why not just have a sensor on your wrist that will tell you exactly how much you've eaten, how much you've burned, whether you're getting a good night's sleep, whether you're hydrated. So all of this technology now can be worn on your wrist. There's another one that I like, especially for moms. It's called the Touch Point, and it will help you become less stressed in under 30 seconds. There's science behind it. It sends haptic vibrations up through your hands. So you can wear them on your wrist. You can hold them in your hands. And it changes you out of that fight-or-flight mode so that faster heartbeat, that, you know, feeling of compression in your chest, and will move you into that calmer, rational state of mind.
So we're taking some sort of technology and turning it into some way to kind of calm you down? It seems like this is sort of more like, Eastern type of thing with sort of crystals or some other kind of a thing. But there's some science behind this?
There's absolutely science behind it. The science is bilateral alternating stimulation tactile, BLAST, and there's more than a decade of research behind this technology. You know, it's interesting, you know, how the brain works. This is sending signals up through both sides, so it's important that you have one in each hand, and what it's doing is sending the signals up to your brain to sort of break that fight-or-flight mode that you're in when you get stressed.
Again, we're talking about some tech gifts for Mother's Day. The Consumer Technology Association did a survey. We want more wearables, more home products. What is beauty technology? What would be under beauty technology?
Beauty technology, oh, there's so many different things. But a lot of what people are looking at today are smart products that will help you with there's little scrubbers for your face. There are there was one that came out at CES, which applies a face mask I don't know if you have somebody in your life who uses face masks, but they're very popular. In 90 seconds, usually it takes 10 to 15 minutes to apply a face mask. So again, it's technology that helps you enhance your everyday life. So instead of taking 10 to 15 minutes out of your day, you can do it in 90 seconds. Why not? And, you know, just giving you a better skincare routine. I mean, there are things, there are lasers that can help remove wrinkles. There are heated eyelash curlers. So, I mean, there's just a whole world of beauty products out there. There's even a sensor that can measure your hair condition and tell you what type of shampoo you should have and formulate that for you at the salon. So there is definitely technology in the beauty space.
We talked about a lot of things. Where can we get some more information, maybe see these products, get an idea of what they're all about?
You can go to techlicious.com or cta.tech.
Sounds great. Our guest this morning, Suzanne Cantra, editor-in-chief and founder of techlicious.com. We appreciate your time, and happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.